three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde, Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher, live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue. This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. This is weird. I'm already uncomfortable. I'm way too close to Tausch. I can see Jesse in person instead of on video. I'm going to go out and do the rest of the show via the app in my car.
Why don't you go outside? Do it with the snow.
I am dressed for it.
Big Linda's snowplow.
Big Linda drove by me. She was salting. She was not plowing. Edition. In the ESPN Madison Studios edition. It's great to see you. Can I sit in a seat not so close to you, though?
Go sit out in the lobby if you want. I'm fine with that.
I feel like I'm too close to you.
You could try out all the different seats.
Yeah, there's four seats you like in best. Here.
There's like some cushy chairs in the corner, too. I like those.
Pull a Blakeslee. Go sit next to him on the other side of the booth.
How did Blakeslee sit so close to Brad Nortman? When it feels like I'm too close to Tausch where I'm sitting now. Edition.
We're 4 feet apart from each other.
Yeah, that's closer than I'd like. And I'm sure closer than you'd like,
no,
too.
No, I'm fine with it.
Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, and of course, WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde, normally in Green Bay. Instead,
picked a great day to drive down here.
It was fine until about Beaver Dam, where
Dodge
we're very
County.
Big, by the way.
Dodge County.
Daily Dodge. I am in the ESPN Madison studios, which means I am live and in person alongside Jesse Nelson and the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. Great to see you.
It's good to see you. I love the fact that even though it's a blizzard and it's 19 degrees and you know you're going to be on camera, that you did not put pants on?
Knew that I was on camera. I'm not sure that's an accurate statement.
Oh, you knew you'd be on
camera. No, there was nothing in the email about that.
Oh, since old girl got hired, they're going to be camera.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. Yes, Maddie.
It's like Big Brother around here. You're always on camera.
It's true.
Yes. Yeah, and nothing against Maddie. She seems very, very nice, very eager and enthusiastic. I don't want to...
Like Pippi Longstocking. Isn't that the Seinfeld? Or great enthusiasm? Wasn't that Pippi Longstocking?
Do I remember that episode? No, I don't. Do I wish I did right now? Of course. I would just say this. I don't want to besmirch what she does, but I'm not a fan of social media, and I become less of one each day. So I understand the importance, and I will try to be an accommodating person. But context is key.
Fair.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Glad you made it down. It is snowy.
It's a little dicey, yeah. Not fun. Your Chevy Tahoe LTZ from Zimbrick Chevy in Sun Prairie, though.
Smooth sailing.
Are you one of those guys that are driving like really fast?
I drive normal.
Just like it was a sunny day.
The roads are plowed and there's salt on them, so it's normal driving. Yeah, obviously you're a little bit more cautious when you're coming up to stop signs and things, but no. That's why I keep tipping the cap. These snowplow cats are the real deal. They do a great job. Let's just enjoy it.
Yeah, they were just getting started because the snow was just getting started as I was coming through. But I'm excited to be here. We've got a real show that Jesse's worked very hard to outline. So when you come in, he prints this out for
you? Jesse was actually here. Like, he's never here when I get here. And he was here this morning.
Is there a reason?
I don't know.
That's not normally the case.
And he's got a polo on. Like, something's up. Jesse, something bigger than just us
I
being
can't,
here.
This is the best shirt that I own. It's from Iron Jock. We got these, nice. All of us at ESPN Madison here recently. This is my favorite shirt
now. Must have missed mine, yeah.
I got mine from Pella Windows in Dorset, Wisconsin, actually. When I was a title tone.
It's a big deal when Jason's here. When's the last time Jason did the show?
Yeah, why
in
it's
the
so
ESPN
hard for
Madison
you to get
studio?
Down here to Madison?
I cover the Green Bay Packers. They're located in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
There's nobody up there.
Not
staff's on vacation. No, the fully intact staff is on vacation. So, you can get
Steve
down
Wilkes
here more
is
often.
Available, though. We can talk about that a little bit later in the program. Seriously, is there something going on that you didn't tell me about? Because Jesse, to his credit, outstanding job being a great teammate. Gave me all kinds of. He gave me the address, gave me directions, gave me information on the parking situation. Did not tell me that Anthrax is playing the Sylvie tonight because I would have stuck around for that. Big Anthrax fan. But is there something else going on today that I need to know about that you kept from me?
No, nothing aside from Joe Thomas joining us at 11 a.m. and enjoying some delicious Mission barbecue.
That is kind of a big deal. Do we know how much he's bringing?
Let me tell you something. They always go over the top.
I gave him a number last week when we were very politely exchanging text messages back and forth with one another. Very timely in our responses to one another. And I think I gave him a number a little too low for the amount of people that are going to be here today. So we may all get a couple of nibbles, and that'll
be about
it.
Joe listens to the show a lot. Joe, just grab a couple extra pounds of brisket, maybe a little extra mac and cheese, and we'll be good.
I didn't want to tell him there were going to be more people, though, because I think he might be mad at me.
He might be mad at you?
Yeah, yeah. So
Joe asked me for Jesse's number. And I said, okay.
Which never happens.
No, that was odd. I said, all right, great. So then I just connected those two because Joe wanted to come in, and then Joe texted me. He's like, did you give Jesse my number? I said, yeah, I sent a text to him with all of your contact, everything else. And then Joe texts both of us, in essence, because Jesse didn't respond to the future Hall of Famer. And Joe's like, what the heck? So he's snubbing Joe.
I kind of ghosted that scenario for a couple of days. Yeah, I kind of ghosted him.
Why?
Because, and this happens, and
laziness.
My friends can vouch for this. My family can vouch for this.
Where's Joe on your tier?
My wife can vouch for this. Well, it depends how the barbecue is today. I'm guessing he's going to be tier one. When people text me during the show or at the times just before or just after the show, I'm very into communicating with you guys and taking care of business in here, and I don't respond sometimes. I see the text because I want to respond right away if it's going to just take a second. And then I forget to. And then hours later, or in Joe's case, maybe days later, I finally get around to looking at it and be like, oh, shoot, I'm sorry. I never responded to you. Here you go. And I hit him back.
So this is you being inconsiderate. This is not you being intimidated by a guy who's going into Canton and is going to be elected on the first ballot in, like, 2 weeks.
No, I'm not intimidated by any means. I may be intimidated now because I think he might be a little upset that I took so long to respond and delayed some of his planning process for coming in today.
I mean, he's as down-to-earth as Tausch is. Like, the thing about both of them, Packers Hall of Famer, soon-to-be Pro Football Hall of Famer, is that they are as normal of guys as... Am I making you uncomfortable saying nice things about you?
No,
you just don't want to listen to them.
Not at all.
There's nothing to be like nervous about, but you should probably treat him like you would treat everybody
else. No, he was being a jerk and not responding.
I mean, it got to...
Maybe that is how he treats everybody, and that's why he treated Joe that way, too.
I got by Joe, because I even apologized to Joe when I finally did respond. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. I try to respond to these right away, but I saw it during the show and got a little caught up and stuff, and so I'm sorry I didn't get it to you. And then he, like, screenshotted where I said I'd get back to him, and it was like Thursday, and
yeah,
this was on
Monday.
Oh, nice.
It was like a 4-day
weekend.
And
he's like, oh, I thought 4 days would be enough time. And I'm like, oh, my God.
So he got
God.
After you a little bit.
He did. Yes.
Deservedly so.
Very much. So I may be on Joe Thomas's bad side. I'm a little bothered by that today.
Well, maybe you just won't get any Mission barbecue, and that'll take care of you under
underlisting the number of people that might be here for it. All right.
So, Jason, I have so you're coming down. You're going to get a haircut, right? You're going
to go after
drive
the program,
out to Verona to get your yearly haircut. Is that kind of where
I think the last one I got was September,
of 19, right? Pre-COVID.
No.
I am cordially inviting you to come out ice fishing after you're done with your haircut.
Thanks. No.
Why?
I do not go on frozen ice.
It's freezing outside. There's 8 to 10 inches of ice. No. I'm going out there.
Well, you take your life
so
into your own hands if you wish.
If I walk on ice and it's good, you're going to be fine.
No, I want to walk. If you're inviting me out to one of Max's hockey games, which is not being played on a pond,
Max
but it's
is
on
coming
ice.
With. So Max and I and another and somebody that actually knows what they're doing are going ice fishing, and you are cordially not invited.
Cordially invited.
Invited. And I would really appreciate if you could come out for an hour.
Yeah, I can't.
Why?
I have to head back.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's youth basketball night at the varsity game. I've got a youth basketball player.
Yeah, the game's at 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Your haircut's done at 1:30. You're on the road by 3:30, 4 o'clock. You're home an hour to spare.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to come out there all day. Just come out for an hour.
Do you have pants for me?
What do you need pants for? You're not a pants guy.
I'm not going out on the ice, period. You're not afraid of frozen ice?
I'd be happier it's frozen ice than non-frozen
ice.
Well,
that's fair. That's a good point. You don't have any apprehension?
Nunca.
None?
None.
Zero. Not, zilch. Sounds it, like...
If it was March and there was floating water, I'd be concerned.
It was just in the 40s not that long ago, though.
Do you understand how ice works?
I do, actually.
I'm not sure
it's
you
19
do.
Degrees today. I'm saying I'm sure that there is a layer of frozen water that becomes ice on top of your little lake that you're going to go. Is it Lake Mendota, Lake Monona, Wingra?
What's easiest for you to come out to?
None of them.
Well, then don't worry about where we're going. That's disappointing. It's disappointing.
That
you're
is
all the way down here trying to bond. You know,
you've
here.
Known I've been coming here since Monday.
Maybe Monday. Yeah, we didn't know we were ice fishing until yesterday.
Ah. So it's you, Max.
And somebody that knows what they're doing.
Mm. Yeah. And what are you fishing for? Muskie? Is that what you fish for in the ice?
Yeah, muskie.
You made him sad, and we're only 11 minutes into being together.
It'll allow us to get to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well,
read on time.
The good news, I think we finally figured out how we can stay on the clock, and that's by being here in person. And the fact there's only 4 days left for this deal of a lifetime. And even when the weather outside is frightful, which it is today, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy efficient windows. It keeps the cold outside where it belongs, out on a lake when you're ice fishing. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest all the way until OCT 29. Yeah, you heard that right. No interest till the year 2029. If you book by January 31st, you got 4 days. 4 more days. I'm only doing this read one more time. You got to do it now. Again, it's urgent. This deal is going away on January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply.
On the private talk and text line, Sarah offered to bring me some snow pants. So she apparently wants me to go out and ice fish with
you. She knows you're not going to go.
Oh, okay.
And she's not bringing you snow pants. So,
I am a big fan of most of the Tauschers. All but one, really.
I'm fine with that.
We'll do the more of our awkward in-person show. Boy, we really are meant not to be in the same room.
I think once a year, maybe at some events. Otherwise, I actually feel better with us just being on the computer screen. And part of it is that's all we normally do. But this is awkward. Like, I'm not uncomfortable, but...
I am.
I could tell.
I feel like we're not uncomfortable when we're on location. Like, when we do stuff together at an event.
Steinhoffels.
Right. Yeah. There's an energy to it. This is just... And there's a camera that's running. Like, I'm just... It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. So... Stick around for another 2 hours and 45 minutes of this show. At least we've got a future Hall of Famer joining us. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Oh, snap! Wildy and Tausch trivia contestants are competing to win crispy, fresh, delicious snacks from Oh Snap Pickling Company. When not just any snack will do, experience Oh Snap Pickled Veggies. Oh, snap!
see how you get distracted when you come in?
I tried to tell you. This is not... That's why I sit here, because this is... I get caught up.
Because Big Mike is on one of the TVs right now.
Big Mike.
Big Mike. Clean shaven. After...
Feel bad for him.
Because...
I think he's in a bad spot down there. The Rob Davis thing really bothers me.
Because you know he would have never done
never.
That of his own volition.
No. No. And I think he's a lame duck sitting there. He's got 2 years left on his deal. I just think it's a bad spot for him.
Very, very, very frustrating.
Well, that's not what Jerry Jones said. Jerry Jones said
Jerry's
wants to see him coach as long as Tom Landry did.
Yeah, Dan Quinn, if they get off to a bad start, Dan Quinn stayed. And I thought Dan Quinn would get a head job. So DQ's going to end up taking over if they have a bad start. But Mike, I'll give Mike. Mike has done a nice job. This whole Sean Payton, that whole dynamic just blows my mind. That everybody is so enamored with Sean Payton. Mike's resume is better. They both had Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I never get why everybody is so, and it's strictly branding. It's all it is.
But is his branding even better?
Sean's is, for sure.
No, that's what
innovative, and all this other stuff. And Sean Payton's a good coach. Mike McCarthy's a good coach.
Mike McCarthy has a more successful resume than Sean Payton
Mike
does.
Mike McCarthy is a more successful NFL head coach.
Highly successful.
Than Sean Payton. And you would never hear that if you weren't actually looking at the numbers and paying attention.
So what makes everyone think that Sean Payton is more innovative, has better ideas, is a better choice? Because he is...
He's a better speaker. He's more in with the in crowd. Big Mike doesn't care about that. Big Mike is the BBD. That's just not important. And... I don't know. I don't think that scenario is going to end well down there.
So Sean Payton has yet to find a coaching home yet. He's still in the mix with a variety of jobs. There was a report from the Washington Post yesterday that some of the ownership group in Denver rubbed him the wrong way. And then Sean Payton came out on Twitter and said, no, that's not true. This is absolutely false, which, of course, it's probably not false.
There's probably a lot of truth in it, yeah.
So he is the coach that everyone's kind of fawning over. But the musical chairs that's going on is the music's going to stop at some point, and he can continue to be the guy that everybody wants.
He can be Bill Cowher.
Right.
Just sit there every year.
And keep doing TV.
Oh, this guy, yeah. And media's pretty easy, as you know.
So do you. I believe you called it easy recently. So... when you sit and watch Get Up, and they spent, I saw Aaron Rodgers was on there when I sat down to start the show. It was interesting because we got a question from Dex, which is a cool name, by the way. Dex in New York.
Yeah. It's got to be short for Dexter, though. And I don't think Dexter's a cool name.
Mm.
Well, that's probably why he goes by Dex.
Yeah.
Because he
Dex
sounds
is a
cooler.
Cool name. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Dex's question was this. Which of these things would make Packers fans more upset if it were to happen? They trade Aaron Rodgers, and he wins a Super Bowl somewhere else within the next 2 years.
Okay.
Or they keep Aaron Rodgers. The Packers never get back to another Super Bowl with him. Jordan Love goes elsewhere and becomes, well, Dex chose Justin Herbert. I like Justin Herbert. I know there's other people that think he's some sort of social media creation. He's not that good. I would disagree with them, but Jordan Love becomes really good.
Yeah, it's a great topic. Not a great poll because it's Route City. People would flip out if Aaron Rodgers won a championship somewhere else. Because that would be an indictment on the organization. If Aaron Rodgers left and went and won a championship with the Jets, it would reflect very, very poorly on the G&G. So the Jordan Love thing, if he goes off, we could all say, well, you didn't know. I didn't know. You saw the same things we did. You know what Aaron Rodgers has got. If he goes and they built that team and they can win in the AFC without, without the Green Bay Packers and everything else, that would be just like had Brett won with The Minnesota Vikings.
I mean, that would have been even worse than Rodgers winning one with the Jets.
Well,
though.
Unless Rodgers goes through this same circumstance and ends up with the Bears.
And Luke Getsy.
Which I don't think is the craziest thing. I could see the scenario play out. He's got a 1 year, basically he's on a year-to-year deal from now on.
Correct.
Let's say the Jets get him. You think it's not the – he does the same thing. He retires.
Oh, yeah. And give me my release as I retire.
Yeah, I don't care. No, no, don't worry about it. I'm not going to do anything with it. But that is into the deal when he gets traded. And then the Bears, Justin Fields, doesn't pan out. They still have all that cap space because they're not going to spend all that cap space this year. They got $120 million.
Yeah, they got a lot.
That would be crazy. And I got to admit, if the Packers decide to trade for him, I am all in to see that budding rivalry happen. I think it'd be fun.
So not only do you want the Aaron Rodgers saga to follow the Brett Favre arc to the Big Apple, you would then in turn like to see a 1 year Jets extravaganza that, you know, they make the playoffs, they win a game,
they're fine.
Whatever.
He gets a little dinged up at the end of the year and they can't quite get over the hump.
Hurts his bicep like Brett Favre did.
Would you want as an Aaron Rodgers toady that you used to be?
I think I've lost that title.
Would you want him to be uber successful if he leaves Green Bay?
I just want him to be uber interesting.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Uber successful, great.
Well, if he stinks, it's not going to be that interesting.
Correct.
The Russell Wilson piece, was anybody really interested at the end of the year? Nobody cared.
Initially, they were interested in how bad he was.
Do you think Packer fans would want him to be successful where he went?
No.
I think people wanted Favre to be successful in New York. Jesse did.
No, I think half the fan base did, and Jesse was part of it.
Half of the fans do not want Aaron Rodgers to be successful somewhere. Pull that! If Aaron Rodgers, if this trade happens to the New York Jets, do you want Aaron Rodgers to be successful with the Jets? I don't think Packer fans do. I think Packer fans want Aaron Rodgers to fall on his face. That's what I think.
I think you're right. I mean, again, we don't talk about fan bases in a universal manner, right?
No, but we talk about plurality, or we talk about a majority.
The majority, I would agree with you. My question is, why would that be with Rodgers and not with Favre?
Well,
because
you know
there
why.
Was certainly half the fan base that definitely wanted Favre to fail, too. I mean, it was 50-50.
Yeah, I wasn't part of that group. When he was in Minnesota, I wanted him to fail miserably.
Right.
And unfortunately, he tested that.
Came very, very, very close to being very, very, very successful. So, have you been talking... Have people been, because I had this happen at basketball practice. I had this happen when I was picking the girls up from gymnastics again. Last night I saw our old buddy Jarrett Bush. His daughter does gymnastics there. He might have to have him on again because he was very excited to discuss
this. Yeah, he can cousin sub.
Well,
I got a lot of vacation coming.
That's another. Hey, the more the merrier of cousin subs. But everyone's talking about this. Even if they're the people that are saying, God, I don't really want to talk about this. You guys talking about Aaron Rodgers again? Even they are still monitoring, what did Greeny say? And, Namath's going to unretire his 12 if he has to. We're starting the whole rotation again. It's the same deal 15 years later. It really is.
This is a lot, and I know I listened to a little bit of Scalzi and Brust on my drive back last night, and they were basically saying this is rinse, lather, repeat from last year with the Denver Broncos and Nathaniel Hackett. I disagree. I don't remember what day Tom Clements was hired. We were up at Sand Valley because I'd declared at Sand Valley, it's a wrap. A-Rod is back because they don't hire Tom Clements.
No,
I don't see anything of that ilk. This is more, if you're in my shoes where I want Aaron Rodgers to finish in Green Bay, I am much more concerned this year, not only from the Nathaniel Hackett hire, but from everything that has happened the last 2 weeks, that this could be deuces B. Whereas last year, once Tommy Clements was hired, I knew there was no deuces B.
So what could be this year's Tom Clements hiring that would change? Because you, and again, to be clear, you weren't feeling like he was leaving last year.
I did not.
The Denver stuff was interesting.
I thought it was still a push.
Things to make you go, I don't think the Jets thing is that. I think it's more than that. I do. I don't think it's rinse, rather, repeat either.
Rather?
Rinse, lather, rather than lather. If something were to happen, what would it have to be to make you feel the way you felt about the Tom Clemens hiring?
I think if the Packers announced, if it pops up here that DeAndre Hopkins is coming to Green Bay, a veteran wideout of that ilk, that all of a sudden makes me think, Goody said, all right, I have to acquiesce again and bring in that veteran that is going to move. Then that would be, I don't think if they hired James Campen, if they did something like that, I would probably say, but DeAndre Hopkins, if they announced DeAndre Hopkins is coming, Green Bay gave up a second round pick to get him, I'd say,
Which you can't do until the start of the league
year.
But
you can do it. I mean, Matthew Stafford was traded in January.
Right, that's true.
Down in Cabo. It just didn't officially happen until March.
All right, so acquiring DeAndre Hopkins, hiring James Campen as a senior offensive assistant, which I'd be curious where Campy is next year because he didn't really like the fact that Mike didn't bring him to Dallas.
No, but he'll like it when Mike hires him back in Dallas. Yeah. He's going to be going to Dallas.
I would think so. All right, so those are the things that would change where you think this is trending.
Yes, sir.
It's not a very long list, I have to say. Like an extension for Alan Lazard?
No. No, that's not moving.
Randall Cobb announcing he's going to play another season?
No, if Randall Cobb announces he's back in Green Bay... Yeah.
Okay. Big Dog saying, I'm going for year 18. I want to break the tie with Tony Gonzalez and
I don't think
Jason
that moves
Witten.
The needle enough. I don't.
Roger said if he's playing, he wants Big Dog next to him. So wherever Rodgers is going to play, I hope they're ready for that to be a package deal.
Not more than Cobb. You think Big Dog trumps Cobb?
He said Big Dog before he said Cobb. I think Cobb, there's a good chance Cobb retires.
I would agree.
So I think that's why Big Dog comes first. It was snowing on the way down. I saw Big Linda, the salter, right in front of me. Not plowing, just salting. Jesse thought we could call it Lisa Salters.
Yeah. For the record, Big Linda is what you're referring to as the name of the plow, not the
correct
person driving the plow.
No, I did not see the person driving the plow. I was keeping my eyes very closely on the road because I was getting a little nervous because it was getting a little slippery. But Paula is back in Green Bay. We are getting snow there as well. Whether it's enough to get out the old brand new Aaron snow thrower, we'll have to wait and see by the time I get back, since I'm not going ice fishing with Tausch and his family. I'll be back to take care of my driveway. And if you are getting lots of snow right now, you know that you're ready for it if you've got an Aaron's snow thrower parked in your garage. Go to Aaron's.com if you don't. Find the right one that's going to fit your budget and fit your needs. They've got all their new models there. Trust me, it is a beautiful thing to have, knowing that when the snow comes, you're ready for whatever Mother Nature dishes out. Aaron's. Quality and comfort beyond expectations. The Weekend Preview, presented by Associated Bank, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Anything that I want to say, you know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love.
I want to go home.
Well, go. I'm not telling you. It's not snowing anymore. Jesse brought donuts and you want to go home.
Well, there's buttons I got to put. I'm talking to Jesse. He can't hear. He just sees my lips moving.
You just don't like it.
Talk
about it. You don't like getting out of your basement.
I like getting out of my basement for other things.
Hey, Lottie, I kind of like basement, Jason. Just sit in your basement.
So is that camera on?
I have no idea.
That one is. There's a red light on
I
it.
Don't know how this all works. Like, I don't know
You've
what's getting recorded.
You've done this before. We're like posting video of you all the time now.
I have this. Yeah. This is what I normally have.
None
this
of us
baby.
Know how the cameras
There's
work.
There's three cameras
Yeah, the little
in
baby.
Here.
No one knows how the cameras work
I can't
work
imagine
yet.
This big camera. This big camera's for you. I get little baby camera because I'm
There's
in here.
There's a green light on that one.
Because I'm in here all the time. And then this big camera here I think is...
There's a red light on
yeah,
that one.
I think
one.
That means it's on.
I don't. Yeah, it's clearly on. I don't
so
know
is
why
that one.
It's on. Yeah, they're all on.
Just don't worry about it. Just take it.
You've done TV shows.
You're
before.
A TV guy.
Yeah.
I'm a radio
I
guy.
I understand.
Do you?
I do. I am an avid viewer. Me and three other people, very avid viewers of Jim and Matt when they do their. Video stream.
Okay. That seemed like it was.
That was
mean.
A total shot.
Yeah,
it wasn't. Ask Strofe. When I come on the show, I then join the video as well on Twitter.
So you only watch when you're on.
Well, hey, yeah. What percentage of people do you think just like donuts with no filling compared to filling? Because you brought donuts, we just found that out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think more people, and I don't know why, but. Donuts with filling are a lot better than donuts without filling.
It depends on the filling, but a custard-filled donut is my personal goat. That's
raspberry.
That's the greatest donut.
Raspberry.
No.
I don't want anything inside my donut. Maybe like an icing or a sprinkle on top.
Maybe a glaze of some sort?
A glaze, yes. The poll question is in the field right now. The question is this. It is not...
It's weird. I just made eye contact with you, and I started thinking about the other night.
Well, what?
That's what I'm just telling you. I just made eye contact with... Like,
no
it was
idea
awkward
why I don't
want to
be here.
Oh, the bathroom
Please,
guy.
Joe, get here. Come here early, Joe.
Joe, can you be here by 9:42? It's 9:40 now. The question is this. Today's at Wildy and Tausch poll, as Mark Tauscher and I adjust to the awkwardness of being in the same room together for the show. If Aaron Rodgers plays elsewhere in 2023, like, say, for the New York Jets, will you root for him or against him?
So, Jesse, you have to post this other poll. I am getting tweeted at a higher clip than I thought. More people are going to be bummed if Jordan Love turns out to be a stud than if Aaron Rodgers wins a championship. I've had four or five people just respond.
Well, I guess we do have to poll
I
that,
am
then.
Surprised by that. I can't imagine the rationale for it, but I'm not going to tell people how to think. The fact that you have unknown and you think, and that goes on and kind of because it's a longevity deal, I get. But you don't know what you have with Jordan Love. You know what you have with 12. And that's why I'm surprised that
maybe they know what they have with 12 and they think it stinks and it would be
fair.
A mistake to stay with him.
Fair. But it's just uncanny. So, Jesse, go ahead, pull that bad boy.
I will post it.
You'll have to delete everything you wrote for the first poll
yep.
that I then did.
I already did that.
So,
you'd have to be rooting for the Jets because I remember we played a Monday night game. The first time, because I think we played Monday night against the Vikings with Aaron Rodgers as our starter. The Jets played early, and I was over either with a couple of teammates or a coach. I don't know. We were watching the game,
okay.
And I remember everybody was kind of like, I hope Favre does all right, man. I hope this
right.
goes.
He's in the AFC.
Yeah,
he
we
can't
don't really
hurt
care.
Us.
And then as it went and it flipped to the Minnesota Vikings, everybody's like, blech. So I still think. There is so much Rodgers fatigue /
not on get up.
I don't want to use the term hatred, but there is a lot of
dislike.
There is
disdain.
A lot of I don't want that cat. I'm kind of
done
with him. I still, from my perspective, would like to see him do well. And baby, would it be fun if it was Jordan Love, Green Bay Packers versus the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers Super Bowl. How fun would that be?
That would be fun. I'm trying to understand the thought process for those fans. Let's get that poll in the field. But first, let's get to our weekend preview.
Two games on the weekend preview this weekend, and you know what they are.
Wisconsin needs a win.
Wisconsin-Illinois Saturday, 2 o'clock.
God, do we need a win.
Yeah, no kidding. It's not Bucks-Pacers tonight and Badgers-Illini tomorrow.
I don't know enough stars. In
you're
the,
really
does Indiana
upset.
Have a star that I'd be
yeah,
bummed?
Yeah, Oshkosh's own Tyrese Halliburton.
He's with the Kings.
No, he was drafted by the Kings.
You sure he's with Indiana?
He's on Indiana.
Yeah, I don't think you know that for sure.
Somebody called Justin Garcia. He's the only one we have that knows what he's talking about.
All right, let's get back to the wheelhouse then. 49ers-Eagles is the NFC Championship game, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Which of these two teams has a more impressive season to this point? The Eagles and how they've turned things around from a year ago, or the 49ers and the adversity they've battled through at quarterback?
Well, obviously they both, right? But I think you have to look at what the San Francisco 49ers have done. How many teams could go to a third-string quarterback? We go down Rodgers and we fall apart like it's Humpty Dumpty. So
not bad.
San Fran is winning. They haven't lost with a third-string QB. They make bold moves. Go get Christian McCaffrey, give up some picks, and he's been an absolute stud for them. San Fran, Philly was going to be a good team coming into the season. Have they been better with Jalen Hurts than I think everybody thought? Obviously they have. But they've just been kind of a steady, like, yep, they're just building, building, building. San Fran, to do what they've been able to do, which is 11 or 12 straight with Brock Purdy, started the season with Trey Lance, went through the Jimmy G era. That is really impressive. Mm-hmm. And it kind of defeats the you need to have the guy. But you know when you need to have the guy? Games like this.
Correct.
On the road. Third and six. Can this cat stay in the pocket when Philly heats him up? It's going to be a good game on Sunday.
I am eager to see what Brock Purdy does under these circumstances, because that is the exact thought I have. Because remember, Kyle Shanahan...
I don't think it's going to be Purdy.
...did his Met Nice.
Good one.
He felt really good about that. No one's ever used that before.
Yeah,
it's
first time.
First time.
Do you think they should go Saturday night, Sunday night with the games?
No.
I do.
Why?
Why not have both days? Or go Sunday night, Monday night?
Because then one team has a distinct advantage.
You have one day over a two-week stretch.
For the Super
Bowl. They're
doing
it with the Cowboys. They got 3 days difference.
They did.
It's 2 weeks, bro. In the NFL, that's an eternity. You need to go Sunday night, Monday night, or Saturday night, Sunday night. Depends what's going to get us bigger TV numbers. Do it that way. Own the day. Own the week. Own the month. The NFL does it great. Don't do this. I think it's trending that way. And unfortunately, I think it's also trending towards neutral site.
Boy, I hope that you turn out to be right and that idea turns out to be wrong, because it would cheapen the regular season even further.
I think fans need to rise up if that does happen.
Yeah. Because it's very easy for fans to just say, I'm not going to watch the NFL just to prevent that from happening.
No, it's not about that, but you could fight back.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you'll win, but you can fight back.
I'm intrigued by this Nick Sirianni fellow. They got crushed for hiring him. Like, he was kind of that.
His presser was. Talk about losing a presser. His presser was one of the all-time worst.
But he seems to know what he's doing. A little bit. Not that Mike McCarthy lost his inaugural press conference, but he remember, he was the offensive coordinator for the worst offense in football.
Well, Matt LaFleur wasn't great either.
No, he did. Well, he didn't get a lot of chances to talk during his press conference when he was introduced, if I recall correctly.
Is this why Mark Murphy's mad at you?
Among multiple reasons, yes. Continues to
we'll
avoid
have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
This is I'm really intrigued by this game. We do not have exciting sixth grade girls basketball on Sunday, so I'm eager to watch both these games.
Ah.
This one, though, I want to apologize to Jalen Hurts. I thought his
Hurts,
shoulder
donuts.
Hurts, don't it? I thought that was going to prevent him from being all that he could be. He was really good last week, and I have a feeling he's going to be really good on Sunday, and they're going to be playing in the Super Bowl.
Let me tell you something. You could have quarterbacked them against the Giants last week. That was an utter dominant deal. No, yeah. I think you could have found a way to win.
What's the other game, Jesse?
Between the Purdy joke and the Hurts joke, Tausch is really on it today. With some
Astros. I bring out the best in him.
The Astros did not hire our guy, the guy that left Milwaukee, Stearnsy. I thought he was leaving for the Astros. Astros hired Dana Brown, I just see. So,
big Dana.
Gotta turn those TVs off. Bengals-Chiefs, 5:40 p.m. on CBS with Nance and Romo.
God, I'm excited about this game.
Which team has more to prove in the eyes of the casual NFL
fan? Kansas City Chiefs. And I know that sounds crazy, but Burrowhead, pretty good. That's the new name of the stadium. Mahomes is injured. Pat Mahomes has not beaten Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl more recently. Now, Mahomes has the chip. I'm hoping Joe Burrow gets his done because I love this little battle that's brewing with Burrow. It's going to be Burrow, Allen, and Mahomes. That is so good for the NFL and I think great for all of those markets. So I want to see that happen, but the Chiefs, if they don't get it done, you're going to start hearing kind of that whole Andy Reid thing. Andy Reid's been a fantastic coach.
He really has.
But if they don't get to the Super Bowl and get it done, I think people will start saying, well, he's got the best player in the league. Andy Reid doesn't get the same heat Mike McCarthy's gotten. He will start hearing more of it if they don't get it done on Sunday.
As I thought might be the case, our poll question is doing well in terms of voting. Getting a lot of people kind of arguing with each other underneath it, though, on the social media page. And also, people want the options to either vote neither or ignore him. Unfortunately, I didn't include those.
There ain't anybody ignoring him.
They'd like to, but I don't think you can. You can't look away. Also, just out of curiosity, Jesse, because we can talk more about the AFC Championship game later. What is this emoji where it's the face, little yellow face guy, and he's got like a leg or an arm or something sticking out of his head? What is that?
I don't even know what that one is.
Okay, well, I got that sent to me. Luckily, Aaron Rodgers will be back in 2023, so we won't have to worry about it.
Twisting, like
you
like
really think? And I'll be fascinated with these results. I'll be fascinated.
Okay, well, right now we're over 300 votes in like 8 minutes. 68% said they'll root for him, and 32% said they'd root against him. You think they're lying?
What? I think they're lying.
What was that?
It was a sneeze.
That was him. It was him using profanity in a fake cough that wasn't profanity.
It sounded like a turkey gobble.
Maybe it was. I'll be doing that out on the ice today.
Right now on Get Up, can Aaron Rodgers make the Jets a Super Bowl contender? You're right.
No.
They get as much mileage out of him as we do, and we're a local show, not a national one.
Correct.
We need to play trivia.
Oh, snap.
I don't know. I don't. Greeny's a big Jets fan, so he must be hugely on board with this, right?
Totally on board.
Yeah, he wants.
He's pushing for it hard.
I think he's letting A-Rod use his penthouse in New York if he gets in.
That was the reference that was made by A.J. Hawk during McAfee on Tuesday.
It would be awesome if A-Rod actually took him up on that. Imagine him living with Greeny and Mrs. Greeny. Just imagine the fodder that could happen from that. They put cameras in there, have a little reality show. Be fun.
Jesse, what's today's category?
Well, we did the San Francisco 49ers Wednesday. We did the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. Today, the Cincinnati Bengals.
So we're just not doing the Chiefs because you didn't think of
this. Yeah, they've been there 5 years in a row. We don't need the Chiefs. So they'll be all right.
All right. The Cincinnati Bengals are the category. The caller, number 14, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia next. Want to remind you, we always talk football on this show, unless it's something that, you know, Tausch walks into someone that's using the bathroom at Fiserv Forum. But we do talk Brewers from time to time. And Brewers season is right around the corner. Opening day is April 3rd, and you will be there if you make the switch to Associated Bank and you sign up for Brewers checking before February 28th. You'll get two free tickets, free, to AmFam Field for the Brewers' home opener on April 3rd. Just check out associatedbank.com/brewers to find out more. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you. Tell California.
Continuing live from the ESPN Madison studios, I usually have Jesse in my ear saying, ready? Instead, now I got doing a thumbs up. I got to look for him every time. Time now for Wildy and Tausch Trivia.
Oh, snap! Wildy and Tausch contestants are competing to win crispy, fresh, delicious snacks from Oh Snap Pickling Company. When not just any snack will do, experience Oh Snap Pickled Veggies. Oh, snap!
Let's welcome in our contestant and, see at least some semblance of joy and normalcy in my day today. A first-time contestant. Let's welcome in Zach in Thiensville. Zach, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, fellas?
Z and the T. This could be the new thing, right? Z and the T?
If Zach is interested in being referred to in that
Thiensville,
manner.
Thiensville. That's down by Mequon, I believe.
It is by Mequon. Yeah. Nicely done.
What road is that off of, Zach? What, if you're coming from Columbus, and is that Highway 60? Am I crazy?
That would be 60. We'll take you. Yep. Turns Freistadt. If you take a little bit south of 60, take Freistadt Road. That'll lead you right into Thiensville.
Love Freistadt Road.
Trinity, yep. Freistadt. Big rival.
Freistadt
of
Road
Paul's
is like
Luther.
The Abbey Road of Thiensville. Freistadt.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spell it.
F-R-E-I-S-T-A-D-T.
I think you got it. Pretty well done.
Maybe.
All right, Zach, hopefully you're as good at trivia as Tausch is at spelling Freistadt.
Do a nice baseball tournament in Thiensville. Real nice baseball tournament. We usually head down there early June, late May.
How have you not gotten Christopher Walken on him yet?
Because that's not his name. Zach. I apologized to Max, the dad of one of the hockey guys. I actually, he wasn't even there. His wife had him on FaceTime. I went over. I apologized to Zach. And said, I'm going to start calling you Zach because I did that. So I can't do that. All right, Zach. What is the name of the original founder and head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, for whom the Bengals Stadium used to be named after? Jesse, used to be named after.
He's right.
Paul Brown, Jack Murphy, or Matt Hamilton?
I'm going to have to go with... go with Murphy.
What was the Murphy in Seinfeld? What was the other guy? The...
I was just thinking about Murphy Brown, actually. Since they're both options.
Nice.
Paul Brown, the correct answer. And no, it is not Paul Brown Stadium anymore. It's like Paycor Stadium. Like that.
I'm just confused because the question as written was the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals for whom the Bengals Stadium was long named after. It wasn't written incorrectly for what the current state of it is.
Yeah, doesn't matter because
you butchered it.
Z and the T got that one wrong, and I'm disappointed for him. So let's bounce back, Zach. Here we go. Question two. Sack.
No, it's Zach.
No, I'm going to stick with Sack.
Okay.
I just like doing walking. All right, question two. How many AFC North Division titles did the Cincinnati Bengals win with Andy Dalton as the team's starting quarterback from 2011 through 2020? Was it zero? Was it two? Or was it four?
That's a lot of good Steelers and Ravens teams in there. I'm going to have to go with zero.
Well, Jack Murphy went zero.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that was
consistent.
The correct answer is two. It's okay, and I hope you'll play again, because the first time you're playing as a first-time contestant is not going particularly well, Zach.
Why don't you slap Zach right in the face while you're at it?
I think Zach knows what's happening.
All right, well, good news is, Zach, this last one's this should be a gimme.
Total gimme.
According to StatMuse, what was the all-time record for Joe Thomas playing for the Cleveland Browns when facing the Cincinnati Bengals? Is it 6-15, 9-10, or 12-12?
Let's go 12-12.
Ugh.
I don't know. Did Joe win 12 games when he was in the league?
I feel bad.
No, you don't.
Nah, first time contestant.
You wanted Zach to
get
one
on the board. Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
All right. Sack.
Should have done the Chiefs.
You should have. You still have one of the possible four entries into today's drawing. Bigger upsets have happened.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing and
a
going to the
perfect,
Knicks.
A lot of perfect.
There's a lot of three and four entries for other contestants this week.
Sack, I hope you'll play again, buddy. We appreciate you.
You know, Jason, I'm going to play the game every time, whether or not I win.
Give him an entry. Give him an extra
I'm
entry
on board.
For the
that's an entry
Walken.
That's an entry earned, for sure.
No extra entries for impressions, although that would really benefit me
God,
in the grand
so
scheme of
good.
Life.
That was really good.
You can check the official rules, Zach, at ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
The 10 o'clock hour will start without Joe Thomas and without Christopher Walken in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.